Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 55. We're going to talk now about the negative aspects of name calling. Calling other people negative names when you're angry at them, or even if you're just teasing them, even if you're quote-unquote just joking, is a Noas Dvarim. And the stronger the negativity of the term that you use, that label, the greater the offense is, the greater the sin is. Since in many of the names used, they are offensive, even when mentioned as terms to not use, we're not going to even say a lot of those terms, what they are. Every culture has their own terms, and whatever is considered negative in that particular culture is included in that category. The general rule is, the key rule is, if you would be embarrassed to use the term in the presence of a great Talmud Chacham, then don't use it in the presence of Hashem towards anyone. Some lighter examples, and not so light, but he puts it here. Klutz, bum, jerk, wimp, nerd, brat, schlemiel, schlemazel, slob, egomaniac, miser, coward, so on and so forth. And there's a lot worse terminologies that people use in name calling. This is mamish einoas dvarim. Plain and simple. Then, regarding the negative people, it's very distressing to be in the presence of people who seem to get their biggest satisfaction in life by complaining. It's called nargonis. Nargon is a complainer. And Mishlei talks about it, nargon mafrit aleph. If you complain, you're separating yourself from aleph, which is the alufa shel olam. A person basically lightens the room when that person leaves. When that chronic complainer leaves the room is much lighter. And when you don't want such a person to talk more, when you want that person to talk more positively, don't add a Noas Dvarim comments to them either. Try to influence them in a positive way. And if the direct approach doesn't work, ask them questions to focus on the positive aspects. Now, if you don't tell someone that's negative, you're Mr. Negative, you make people miserable, and if you can't be more positive, then get the heck out of here, whatever, and embarrass him. You don't do that either. You have to be tactful when dealing with people who always complain. On one-on-one, you could sort of relate to them when you have a certain relationship with them that I know you have the ability to be a happier person. And I'll listen to your complaints on two conditions. Number one is that you first tell me five things that you're grateful to Hashem for. And number two, that after each complaint, we'll try to find the solution to the problem that you're bringing up. Let's find the solution. Or you tell this person, if you're friendly with them, let's see if you can try for 1 week to say 10 positive statements for each negative statement that you make. Now, if you become friend with a complainer who's close with you, you could influence him that way, but not in a negative way of bashing. So it's a twofold thing over here. Number one is you yourself, us ourselves, should work on reducing this midah of complaining about other people, complaining about negative things in life. Now, it's healthy sometimes when a person is in pain to express things, what's bothering them. Daga b'levish, if there's a worry in a person's heart, one of those things is yasichena, la'achirim, talking to others. So sometimes you have to unburden yourself, pour out your heart of something that's bothering you to share it with another person privately to let out those emotions and be helped by it, to get it out of your system, so to speak. But that's something different. That's not a chronic complainer. That's when something is inherently bothering you in a real life situation and you're trying to relieve yourself of that pain and of that discomfort or that confusion, so you let it out for that purpose. But here we're talking about just being a chronic complainer, looking at the negative side of things all the time. Some people have it in their nature to always see the room dark, the glass is always half empty, and always looking at that negative aspect. And for that, for ourselves, if we have that within us, to reframe it, to start talking more positively, focus on the more positive aspects of our lives. And when we come across a complainer, not to bash them for it, but to try to influence them to shift their focus on not complaining, but to see the positive aspects of life. Another yisayid that we're going to talk about is in Einas Devarim, what people really do, which is a terrible self-bashing, and if you do it to yourself and a bashing, you do it to other people, never use the word never, N-E-V-E-R. Don't use that word. Very rarely use that word, because that word is frequently misused and it causes Einas Devarim. For example, you're upset at your child and you tell that child, you never do anything right. You never do anything good. You never was a good husband to me or good wife to me. The word never. That type of insult of the word, using the word never in there, is basically that the person is totally incompetent or totally devoid of any good deed whatsoever. And that is a false and terrible thing to say. No one could possibly not ever do anything that's right or good. So getting a you never message from anybody, if you were in the receiving end of it, when someone told you, you never will add up to anything, you will never grow up to be a good person, you will never learn this, says who? It's extremely discouraging. And if a person really never did it before, that means they'll have to start doing something that is totally new to him. And then you could repeat that behavior till it becomes a habit. There's no such thing as never. So unless it's totally accurate to use such a word, or if it's a toyeles to use such a word, if you could think of a time to say it that would be a toyeles, never use that expression that you never do this, never you do that. Focus instead on how a person can improve in that particular instance. Try to say the opposite of this never philosophy. You, how can you be so negative? You did something positive. You did some good thing. By the way, this is one of the 10 distortions when they talk about CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, to build up self-esteem, to build up to knock out the depression or anxiety that comes from self-bashing, is you tell yourself in your head. Sometimes they call it all or nothing thinking. I'm always a failure. I never do anything right. You tell that to yourself and then you get down or anxious or depressed as a result. And in CBT, they teach you, challenge that thought. What do you mean you never? You are a failure. Yes, you are always a failure. You failed in everything. And you fight that thought. No, I'm not a failure in everything. I never accomplished anything good in life. When you say, when you're really down and you're upset at some mistake you made and you're bashing yourself, I never do anything right. You challenge that thought. You write it down. I thought I never did anything right on the right-hand side column. What do you mean I never do anything right? And then list about 20 things that you did right to challenge that thought that you had on yourself that I never did anything right. That's one of the cognitive distortions on yourself and certainly on others. If on yourself, you know, you label yourself that I never will be able to do this. I never did anything right. I never was a good husband. I never was a good wife. I never said anything good. I never learned, grew in Torah. And you bash yourself for it, and it's a false statement, and you challenge it. You don't do this to anyone else either. Nothing will ever come of you. You never were good. You never said a good word. Chas v'shalom to say that. That's one of the worst Einas Devarim that could be used. So be careful with that word never. It's a distortion 95%+ of the time. It's not good to say this on anyone else, and it's not good to label yourself with such a comment and a statement of never. Now, we talked about calling names, name calling. Nicknames are similar to that. The Chazal are very careful, and they tell you not to use nicknames. Negative nicknames, certainly not. If you know that a person dislikes a certain name that they're being called, you know, then don't use that name. Every time you call them by that nickname, you're causing a negative reaction, even if it's a slight negative reaction. Someone that's inherently, shorter in size, you call them shorty or whatever. These type of nicknames, these negative nicknames, they're very, very destructive. Because nicknames, there's a little different than name calling. Name calling is when you're mamish cursing a guy out. You're a coward. You're a brat. You're an idiot. Here, it's more like you're calling them a negative nickname. And it's extremely destructive. Another Einas Devarim thing that people say or imply is when they talk to a person and they imply you're not normal. Many normal people have feelings of insecurity and self-doubt. And being told that they're abnormal is extremely painful to say to a person in any way or to hint to them, you're strange, you're weird, you're different than most normal people. Everyone considers you're a little off, you're the most peculiar, unusual, weird person I ever met. And there are people that indeed have nervous habits and phobias, but don't make them feel worse about it. You tell them, you better get rid of this thing or it'll destroy your life. If you don't, or you have a mental aberration. Many insane people, they have, let's say, a bad habit of biting their nails, and you see that. Many people, they're the beginning of insanity is when they bite their nails. You tell them something stupid like that. Now, if someone has serious emotional difficulties, then yeah, you have to be careful how you talk to them. You're not allowed to needlessly say or do anything that will cause them pain or cause them to get more disturbed. You have to be tactful in all communications, especially with people that you see that have emotional difficulties. Children, unfortunately, if they're not trained properly by their parents, and sometimes they get caught up with the other kids in their class that have a negative view, and they make fun of people, of other kids, that they don't consider normal. Very readily, unfortunately, children are very innocent and wonderful many times, but they can be exceptionally cruel, calling people, other kids, retarded, calling them crazy, teasing them if they're overweight, fatso, whatever it is. They can become very, very cruel. The teasing of someone is wrong, whether they are quote-unquote normal or not normal. And adults who see children teasing, they have to influence to stop right away. Parents have to be very, very sharp with their kids who tease or bully or get a ride out of making another kid miserable. And they have to uproot that from their consciousness. So to review the different yesaidas in this share, number one, actual name calling is terrible in Einas Devarim, calling them terrible names. Number two is to avoid the negative habit of complaining, both in yourself by looking at things more positively, and both when you deal with a complainer to know how to constructively try to shift their focus, about focusing on having them become more grateful, and be careful how you talk to them to get them out of their bad habit of complaining. Never use the word never. It's a CBT function of a distortion, both when you say it on yourself to bash yourself, you fight that, and also when you're making judgments about others, that they're never this, they're never that. Never use that. Nicknames, we said, negative nicknames, similar to the concept of name calling, and it's a Einas Devarim to call a person not normal or anything of the sort. Bracha v'atzlacha.